Last time on Red Rock Mysteries.
Jeff and Bryce are getting in shape for the Bike for the Cure ride. How is he doing?
He sounds okay today.
Can I have some more, please?
Dylan, are you feeding the ducks or feeding yourself?
My cousin disappeared a couple weeks ago.
I heard about this. That was your cousin?
We started a trophy room for Jeff. Some of the most expensive items are missing.
Who would take that stuff?
I'm hoping you can help us find out.
Wait, where's Dylan?
Ashley!
Dylan!
Help!
Don't move! Stay really still and breathe, okay?
Okay!
Ashley, what are you doing?
Okay, Dylan, I'm gonna... Whoa, this is like quicksand.
I'm gonna go off and get a stick or something. Hang
on! Quick, Haley! Dylan, you've gotta stay still. Don't move anymore or you'll go under.
Okay.
I want you to just stay calm and still, okay? Just like you're at church.
But I'm never still at church.
Good point. Look, you're gonna be fine, okay?
Okay.
Here, Dylan, grab this stick.
Okay.
Just hold on to the end and I'll... Whoa!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break your stick.
I'm gonna go get some help.
Okay, kinda hurry. Okay, Dylan. So, why'd you come out here?
I saw something shiny. Ashley, I'm sinking!
Okay, still, stay still.
Okay, this nice lady gave us her jumper cables. I'll throw them out to you.
Got them! Okay, Dylan, I'm gonna put these cables around you. And look at that. There are a bunch of people who are gonna pull us back up to shore. It'll be like a ride, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's pull!
Okay. So, it looks like we'll take the right fork here, along the creek.
I can't believe we're actually gonna do this.
Me neither.
Jeff, we just got a call from the doctor. He wants to do a final check on you before the ride, and he's got an opening right now.
Oh.
Bryce?
Hmm?
Could I ask a favor, please?
Sure.
The housekeeper is due in about 20 minutes, and Mr. Alexander has to leave for work right now. Hmm. Could you please stay and let her in?
I'll be glad to. No problem.
Thank you. Jeff, let's go.
Guess I'll see you later.
Okay, buddy.
Hon, Bryce is gonna stay to let B in.
Great.
Have a good day.
You too. See you later, Jeff.
Bye.
Bryce?
Yes, sir?
Thanks for your help.
Hey, you're welcome.
You need to know something.
Yes?
If the doctor says Jeff can't go on the bike ride, that means he might be getting better. He says Jeff can go, that means there's no reason for him to stay home. Because he's dying.
Oh.
I can't tell you how much we appreciate you helping Jeff with the bike trip. To tell you the truth, I just wish he'd stay home and rest.
I'll take good care of him.
I know you will. It's hard sometimes, not knowing what's gonna happen next. Sorry.
It's okay.
I gotta go. Oh, and here's the key to the trophy room. I understand you're helping us solve the mystery we have.
Oh, I'm trying to.
Well, thanks again for everything.
You're welcome. Trophy room. Looks so barren here. Oh, just a few things are left, too. This is awful. Nope. Window's locked. Huh. No other way into the room. Wait. The closet. Looks like an opening to the attic. Oh, the housekeeper.
Hi there. You must be...
Oh, hi. I'm Bryce, Jeff's friend. They told me you were coming. Come in.
I'm Bea, short for Beatrice.
Oh, nice to meet you.
I found out about Jeff's situation at church, so I come by every 2 weeks to clean.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Hey, have you ever cleaned out or, cleaned the trophy room?
No. They told me not to bother with it. Never been in there.
Okay.
Yay! We made it!
Ashley! Dylan! You kids okay?
Officer Armsby!
Yes, sir, thank you.
Are you sure now? I can take you to the hospital, or get you an ambulance if you need.
No, thank you. We're fine. Officer Armsby?
Yes?
I think I saw something.
Wow, busy place.
Oh, you. What are you doing here?
Oh, you. What are you doing here?
Casserole. Goes in the fridge. I can do it.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll take care of it.
Whatever.
Hey, Denise?
Yeah?
Do you happen to know anything about Jeff's, collection?
Sure. Everybody does. But I've never actually seen it. Could I take a peek? I won't tell anybody.
Maybe next time. Thanks for the casserole.
Yeah.
Lee, I'm home. In case you care. Where's Ashley and Dylan? Oh, there you are.
Okay, Dylan, hop into the shower right away.
Okay.
Whoa, what happened to you guys? Mud wrestling?
Well, you could say that. More like lake wrestling. And the lake almost won.
Wait, what?
Got stuck in the mud, and we almost drowned.
Whoa.
Lee's here, right?
Yeah?
I'll ask her to watch Dylan. Bryce, we've got to get back to the lake.
Okay, no offense, but you look like one of those swamp creatures from a 1950s monster movie.
Why, thank you.
Aren't you gonna clean up?
No, come on, we gotta hurry.
Are you sure?
It was yellow, and it was in the marshy part of the lake, so I could only see a little part of the... Oh, wow.
Whoa. Why are all these people here?
Over there. That tow truck is pulling something out of the lake.
Yellow Jeep Cherokee.
Come on.
How can you be sure this is Gunner's Jeep?
There. The driver's side is bashed in, just like Haley told me. That's gotta be the one.
Okay, okay. Everyone, step back, please.
They're gonna open the door.
Don't look. I'll look for you.
They have... vehicle's clean.
What?
A bunch of muddy water, but that's all.
I've got to tell Haley.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Bryce. Ashley, what is going on? I asked you to keep an eye on Dylan, but I come home and find Lee is watching him. Annie says he almost drowned in the lake. And the bathroom is a mud disaster. And you're covered with mud yourself.
Mom, I know this looks bad, but...
Yes?
That's because... Well, because it is bad. Mom, I'm so sorry. It was awful. I was watching Dylan, but then he got stuck in the mud, and I went to save him, and I got stuck in the mud, and we finally got rescued, and I saw a car in the water, so I told the officer, and I left Dylan with Lee so I could go back to the lake to watch them pull out the Jeep so I could tell Haley what was going on because she was really upset about her missing cousin, and I came home as quickly as I could, but... Mom, I can't handle all this. I'm so sorry.
Honey.
I let you down. Please forgive me.
Honey, come here.
Mom, she's been through a lot.
I can definitely see that. Come here, honey.
I know you're really disappointed and probably won't trust me with Dylan anymore, and I deserve whatever punishment you want to...
Just settle down. Take a deep breath. I know you feel bad. You're an overachiever, like your mom, but there's only so much you can do in your own strength. I think all you need to know right now is I love you. It's okay.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hey, Bryce, guess what?
What?
The doctor says I can go on the bike trip. Isn't that great?
Oh.
Hey, I thought you'd be more excited. Guess you're thinking about all that pedaling you're gonna have to do.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, can you come over? We need to go over some last-minute stuff about the trip.
Sure. Be right over.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hi, is Ashley there?
Sure. Ashley, it's for you.
Okay. Hi.
Ashley, this is Taryn.
Oh, hi, Taryn.
Taryn.
I just saw on the news about Gunner's Jeep. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, I understand.
I know we just broke up, but one of the things we fought about was how we just go off into who knows where without telling anybody. He'd take a couple days off work, usually right after he got his paycheck. I think that's why he lived with his mother. He never had enough money to do anything but make his car payments.
Thanks for letting me know. That might help us figure out where he is.
Sure. Well, I gotta go.
Okay. Thanks again.
Wow. What's with the big old van?
I wanted to do this myself.
I'm not following.
My parents rented this van so they could follow us. Treat us like kids. I know it's because they care, but it's not right.
No.
Hey, Bryce.
Hi, Mr. A.
How about a tour of the van?
Yeah, okay. Jeff?
I've already seen it.
Wow! You've got a kitchen and a bedroom in here?
And satellite TV, sound system, the works.
Whoa.
We wanted to be here for Jeff, so we'll be traveling right behind you.
About that, could you please let us camp out and ride just like the others? It's really important to Jeff.
We can do that. But if he needs us to stop, we'll be there.
We want to make sure you know you don't have to finish this ride.
Not finishing would kill Jeff.
In his condition, I'm not sure he's going to be able to help much. And the hills you'll be tackling are nothing like the Santa Fe Trail.
We'll walk if we have to.
We appreciate what you're doing, Bryce. We really do.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming with me. I'm thinking it would be good for both of us to talk with Aunt Martha.
Sure.
So, Bryce and Jeff start their ride this morning, right?
Yeah. Huh.
What?
Behind the school. That huge tarp. What do you think they're doing back there?
I don't know. There's a concrete truck. Maybe they're putting in a sidewalk or something.
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't cover it up like that. Let's go see.
Hey!
Whoops!
Hold it right there. You girls can't go back there.
Okay.
What are you building back there?
I can't say. Just stay out of there, all right?
Okay. Well, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. Let's just go to Aunt Martha's.
So, you've got an Aunt Martha, but what happened to the uncle side of things?
Ugh. Uncle Ray. The uncle I never met. He was a hardcore gambler. Ran off when Gunner was young, and he never came back. Mm-hmm. Now, you aren't gonna lecture me on the evils of gambling, are you?
No. You know what? When I came home last night, my mom could have given me a big lecture. But instead, she just loved me. And then I realized I should talk to you about God because I love you. I mean, that's really why I want you to meet Jesus. Because he loves you with an amazing love.
Okay.
Remember when I was drowning in the lake? You did everything you could to save me.
Sure, I didn't want to let you die.
That's why I want to tell you about God. Not for points, but because you're my friend.
Thanks, Ashley. Wait, what's this?
What?
That big black SUV parked in front of Aunt Martha's house. Oh, something does not feel right.
Let's go check it out.
Okay, I see two big guys sitting in the living room. They're huge. Aunt Martha looks really upset.
Can I help you?
We're just checking in on my aunt.
Who are you?
A friend of Gunner's. We're worried about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna go talk to my aunt. Excuse me.
No, you don't want to go in there just yet.
Hey, cool. What's this?
No problem, boss. I'm on top of it.
Either one of you ladies seen Gunner?
No, why?
'Cause we need to know.
Well, how do you know him?
Just do. Thank you, little lady. Gentlemen, let's go.
Check. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Loud and clear.
Whoa. Lots of people here.
Yeah, we're actually doing this. Can you believe it?
You're gonna believe it the first time we have to go uphill.
I could ride 1,000 hills today.
Well, looks like they're getting ready to start. You good to go?
Good to go.
Welcome to the Bike for the Cure.
Here we go, buddy.
On your mark, get set.
Let's do this!
Aunt Martha, who were those guys?
What did they want?
They want Gunner. They wouldn't stop asking questions, as if I knew something and I didn't want to tell them.
Were they the police?
No. They said they wanted to go through his apartment to prove he wasn't there. I told them no, but they ignored me.
What?
If Gunner is still out there, he's in big trouble. And I don't know why.
So, you doing okay back there?
Couldn't be better.
First 4 miles, we're making good time.
Great.
So I'm hardly thinking lunch.
Me too.
So, what movie do we want to watch in the van tonight? Hey Jeff, did you hear me?
I don't want anything to do with the van.
Got it. So, got any more contributions for your trophy room?
Yeah, just got a movie poster from George Peters.
Whoa, George Peters? Who's George Peters?
I have no idea, but it was nice of him to send it to me. Oh, wait, I can't believe I didn't tell you.
What?
I got a handwritten letter from the president.
Of the United States?
Yeah, that president.
You gotta be kidding me.
He said he would pray for me during our bike ride. He even pledged some money.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Oh, hey, time for a bathroom break up there.
Got it. Hey, Ash, we're at a rest stop, and I only have a couple of minutes.
What's up?
Take my binoculars and go to Jeff's house.
Why?
Look in the trophy room. See if there's a letter from the president. I'll call you later.
Okay. We've got a lot happening here right now.
Gotta go.
All right, I'm gonna stand on the picnic table to get a better view inside.
Are we gonna get in trouble for this?
No, I don't know.
That dog is looking at me like I'm a snack.
Binoculars, here.
What? What is it?
Everything's gone. The whole room is empty.
Whoa, I wonder who chose this route. Are they trying to punish us or something?
Bryce, look up.
Huh? Whoa, those mountains are amazing. And there's still snow on them.
Check out the valley on your right, with all those cool rocks.
Man, I've been so focused on the road ahead, I missed the view. Oh, yikes, that's a big drop.
Yeah.
Funny. Oh, they don't believe in guardrails here.
Colorado, where guardrails are for sissies.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gary.
Everybody doing okay here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Hang in there. This next part is probably one of the toughest climbs of the trip.
Oh, thanks.
Sure. Check back with you later.
So, I think he meant to encourage us.
Oh, looks like some people are eating lunch up here.
Oh, lunch. Great idea.
Yeah. Okay, what'd you find out?
There was nothing in the glass case. Nothing in the room at all.
I was just in there 2 days ago. There was still a lot of stuff left.
Well, it's gone now. I wedged some pieces of paper in the front and back door yesterday. But the papers are still there. So nobody's been in as far as I can tell.
There must be another way in.
Should I call the police?
Not yet. Hey, I gotta go. Man, this hill is brutal. You okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, Jeff, why don't you get in the van and we'll drive you to the top?
No, thank you.
Let me know if you change your mind.
Whoa, what's gotten into you, dude?
My parents.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Are you Mr. Max, the owner of Maximum Landscaping?
That's me.
I'm a friend of Haley's. She's Gunner's cousin.
Gunner.
Well, did you notice anything unusual about him in the last few weeks or so?
Well, like I told the police, he seemed kind of jumpy. He said he wasn't feeling well.
Anything else?
Not really. Except he was always asking for an advance on his paycheck. But I couldn't give it to him. That's about it.
Okay, thank you.
More notes from day one. We went through the small town of Minturn, an old gas station with American flags flying, and a general store. Shadows moving across the mountains on both sides of us. Last hill of the day into Leadville. Old brick buildings, a bank, antique mall, pioneer houses, some leaning in the wind. This is our goal for the day. Vale is 40 miles behind us, but it feels like forever. Our legs are cramping. From cramping to camping. As we pulled into the campground, people clapped for us. It's a beautiful place here. Mount Elbert to the west, Arkansas River not far away. This river will be our companion tomorrow.
Hey, Jeff, your parents want to know if
no,
you want...
No, I don't want to sleep in the van tonight. I wish they'd just leave me alone.
Hey, what's up with you? They're just trying to help, and all you do is gripe about them. Just lay off already, okay?
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I always wanted to be a good friend for you, and now I just yelled at you.
No, don't be sorry. It's been way too long since anybody got mad enough at me to be honest. Everybody's stepping on tiptoes around me, afraid to hurt me. It drives me nuts. You don't know how good it feels to have someone actually get mad at me.
You should spend more time around Ashley.
People try to keep stuff from me when they should just go ahead and tell me. Like, I know why the doctor said I could go on this ride.
Wait, you know?
Of course I know, but nobody wanted to come out and say it. We don't think you have much longer. Everybody wants to protect me, so they aren't honest with me. I just want to be treated like a person, not a case, you know?
Hi, Mom.
Beautiful night.
Yeah, I love all the stars.
Something on your mind?
I was just thinking about the day Jeff was wobbling around in gym class and everybody laughed. Because he was always goofing off, but he wasn't. A couple of weeks later, we found out he had cancer.
Wow. Just look at those stars up there. Must be a gabillion of them. So, I'm thinking we can make up our own constellations. I mean, after 5,000 years, it's about time for some new ones. What do you think?
Yeah.
Like that one. It looks like a vacuum cleaner.
I see a mighty warthog.
Even a warthog is beautiful at night. Somebody said, when it's dark, is when you see what really shines.
Whoa. Sounds deep.
The way I see it, God made night part of day. Just like death is part of life.
And getting deeper.
More than most people, I know there's an end to it all. And that's okay. When you know there's an end, it helps you live life more. It's like when Jesus said, "He has come that we might have life and have it to the full." You know?
Yeah.
I want to live every day in a way that makes God smile.
I think you already do that.
So, I have a secret I should tell you.
Okay.
I really like your sister.
Whoa. Seriously?
Yeah. She's pretty, smart, and I love the way her hair smells.
Jeff, it's dollar store shampoo.
No, it's priceless. I'm not saying I'm gonna marry her or anything, just 'cause her hair smells pretty. It's just that she's the kind of girl I'd want to take to a movie or on a date when I grow up.
Huh.
So I'm looking at the stars, and I'm wondering how Ashley is doing. Like, what she's doing right now. Sometimes, I wonder, could she be looking at the same stars at the same time? Ever wonder stuff like that?
Nope.
So, what you thinking?
Sometimes I wonder, could Jeff be looking at the same stars at the same time? I guess it's kind of silly.
Maybe not.
So, who would take trophies from Jeff? And what do you think happened to Gunner? Keep listening for clues. Today's episode, Grave Shadows Part 2, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Bastide, production assistance by Dylan Cryenbrink, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. And you know what to do, right? Come on back next time for more Red Rock Mysteries.